How many want the Lord to rain on you?
Rain on my fear. Rain on my fear. Holy Spirit. Is that what you want tonight? Holy Spirit, rain on my feet. What I asked him one morning at 4:30. I said, rain on my field, no one was around. Just me and Daddy God. I had something on my heart. I said, Holy Spirit, Melissa needs rain on my. Come on, help me sing it.
Rain on my fears. Hallelujah. Come on, rain on my field. Come on, bless the name of Jesus in this place. Welcome, family, to Man Up the Movement. We are live here on the Now Network, and it is a pleasure to continue to connect and to bond with each and every one of you. Yes, Man Up the Movement. The foundation has been set. We are calling all men to join the discussion, and let's keep it real. First of all, I decree and declare, I will do better now. I will get into discussion. I will be willing to discover, and yes, I need the truth now. Man up simply means that now is my time to fight. Meaning, number one, taking personal responsibility for my own life. Number two, no longer relying on my personal abilities, but on the God's complete guidance. Number three, my steps are ordered by the Lord. Number four, I'm walking in purpose with God. Number five, I'm holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed to a life of constant change and growth. Yes, I am no longer operating with the double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am called according to my purpose. I am God in me through Christ Jesus. I have manned up. And when I manned up, that means I let you off the hook. You have been released. It wasn't your fault. It doesn't lie on you. I cannot blame you any longer. I have manned up to take personal responsibility for my own life. And I got to do it right now. It is It's so exciting to continue to join and bond together and to go to the next level. We weren't expecting to minister tonight. We had a guest host, but time, situations, miscommunications happened, and we must go forward. Oh, excuse me. Yes, I cheated. I just ate a piece of Reese's cup to get a little energy, and it is like really kind of hard to get down at this moment, but I apologize. Please forgive me. But so as we go forward, it's not going to stop. It has to continue to go to the next level of personal growth. Something that we do here at the Now Network and P2B Ministries is we assist helping you to define your purpose, your plan, and your vision. We want to assist you to define your personal goals and define your entrepreneurial goals. We want to help you in leadership training that you can be focused on leadership and in coaching, on discipleship, on defining your ministry, and assist in conflict resolution, in meditation, and ministry etiquette. Social media, marketing, and church growth are the areas that God has given us to be able to sow into so many churches, people, and ministries. We are so grateful to be given that honor. But as we go to the next level of manning up, the topic tonight, and if we had to put a ceiling is that it starts with stewardship. We as men must learn to become good and faithful stewards. No, not just a steward for one situation, but a good and faithful steward. What does a steward mean? To be a steward means the management of care of something, particularly the kind that works. If your company is making money, then you are a steward over making money. If your company is making, you are a steward over what your company is a part of. Oh, I serve a great company. It's the activity or the job of protecting and being responsible for something. Stewardship. See, when we look at that from God's aspect, is that we now know that we've been given a reasonable service. To what? Be holy and acceptable in God's sight. We know that we have a job that is protecting to be responsible to His way and not our own way. But we as believers, as men, we have to now say, you know what? I not only want to know what stewardship is, I want to know what ownership of being a steward really means. I want to direct your attention tonight to Psalms, the 24th Psalm. Everybody knows where that's at, middle of your Bible. You can't miss it. If you go to Ecclesiastes, flip back, you got Proverbs, then you got Psalms. Psalms, the 24th chapter. Heavenly Father God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for manna. We thank you for mentoring us. We thank you for the ability, Lord, that we keep submitting to you and not our own, that we're now starting to be dedicated to our time with you. And even though the flesh, even though the self, even though my own needs, wants, and desires say no, I continue to follow you. I deny myself today. I take up my cross. Oh, come on, man up. I deny myself. I take up my cross and I follow you right now. And I thank you, Heavenly Father God, for this opportunity to serve you like never, ever before. The principle of ownership. Watch this. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who may stand in his holy place? He has clean hands and pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to be an idol, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive blessings from the Lord and the righteousness from God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors. The King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift up, you everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. See, you have to know that in the principle of ownership, my brother, or we're talking about being stewards, someone that is active, someone that is participating in his job to protect the principles of God. Oh, yeah, the principle of ownership is that it ain't you, it is God. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. You cannot discriminate. I love the principle that we, you know, some people can say, and it really, you know, I'm not looking for an approval, but some people can say this, is that he always talking about everybody is, well, that needs to be the message that we all need to preach first, is that everybody is included in this. Those who believe and those who follow now have the right, but you did not lose your availability to this promise because you're a sinner. You did not lose this ability because you have been a bad husband or a bad father or a bad. No, all you have to do is start believing and receive your forgiveness, that now you can walk into the principles of God that now say, you know what? I'm out the equation. Everything is God's. Everything in it, the world, all who live in it. That kind of gives me a little, that gives me a exit plan. That even though I've been called to speak into your life, it's not my responsibility. You don't belong to me. Even though I may be your manager or your supervisor or your president or your CEO, I am only that because of God. You do not belong to me. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it and all who live in it. See, in the beginning of Genesis, God creates everything and puts Adam in the garden to work in that season. See, it's clear. Man was created to work. He didn't create Adam or Eve to sit back and have a holiday. He created them to work and take care of his things. See, the work of stewardship is that all that God has created, I must, watch this, steward. I must, watch this, receive the position of his ownership and my stewardship. There's a difference. You think what you have is yours and you think you're the owner. No, you are the steward because everything The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. If you believe the word of God, you have to stand on it. Well, that's the Old Testament. We are in it. No, you better believe the whole word of God. He did not exclude the Old Testament. Or he would have just gave you the New Testament. He didn't exclude the old principles because that's what he wanted them to get right. He's hoping now, because of the strength and the sacrifice of Jesus, that we can get it right. Maybe we can write a new book. Maybe we can get in a new position to say, you know what? What was done wrong, we will do right. And the first step is ownership. I don't own anything. Nothing belongs to me. See, that fundamental principle of biblical stewardship is that God is the owner of everything. We just end up being managers or administrators acting on his behalf. See, we always read 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. If it's anyone in Christ, he's a new creation. Go a little bit farther down, about 19, 20, 21, and watch how God uses you as a mouthpiece for what he wants to be said. That's stewardship. See, that expresses my obedience regardless to the position. That expresses my obedience regardless to what man says. See, everything God has placed under his control, not mine. Stewardship is a commitment of oneself and possession to God's service. Oh, do you really want to serve him? See, that means you have no rights. That means you don't have no control. That means you don't own any property. Everything belongs to God. You can even read Deuteronomy 8 and 17. It says, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But Deuteronomy, go to 18, and it counsels us to think otherwise. Remember, the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth. Somebody better read chapter 8 of Deuteronomy. But the principle of stewardship comes only by releasing all ownership. Yes. Because number two, you have to know the principle of responsibility. Oh, yes, my brother. Yeah. I cannot only be a steward. I have to know my responsibility. It makes it very, very plain and simple. Watch this. Although God gives us all things richly to enjoy, nothing is ours. Nothing really belongs to us. God owns everything. See, we're responsible for how we treat the things of God and what we do with the things of God. See, that's no complaining. That's no rights. That's no ownership. That is God's word. And what is my responsibility to the owner of the rights of his word? See, a steward is responsible for the owner's rights. We are called as God's stewards to manage the things that belong to him. When you become a Christian, my brother, when you become a good and faithful steward, nothing has to do with you ever again. It all has to do with God. Because first of all, you have to know that principle of ownership. God owns it all. Then you have to know the principle of responsibility, that even though it belongs to him, it's my responsibility to honor him. He has the right. He is the owner. Because now you're going to have to teach somebody about the principle of accountability. See, a steward is one who manages the possessions of someone else. Not one, not two. We are all stewards. Forget your title today. Forget your degree today. We are all stewards under God. So now we can steward his resources. We can steward his abilities. We can steward his opportunities. Oh, my God. See, he has entrusted to you the care of accountability, that what you are accountable to, you can share others to be accountable. How do you manage? How do you recognize the master of your emotions? If you remember that, the parable of talents, God has entrusted authority over the creation to us, and we are not allowed to rule over it as we see fit. No, I cannot do this network the way I want to. I have to do it God's way, even though my emotions get in and be like, no, no, don't do that now. The Spirit of God says, this is the season. You better obey me or I'll move you out. See, that's accountability. When you say, no matter what goes on, I am not worried about man. I am worried about God. Oh, he's going to make it all right for you. He's going to make it all right for me. But when we stand in accountability, the managers of the things of God, see, we will all give an account to the rightful owner of how we have dealt with or managed his possessions. And he's entrusted a bunch of stuff to us. Goodwill, faith, love, hope. I mean, the line goes on. There's no end to what God has entrusted us for. But don't you know you have to have accountability before you can ever move into trust? To number four, you have to learn, my brother, the principle of reward. Watch what Paul says in Colossians 3, 23 and 24. He says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. See, the Bible shows us so many principles in his word that says, get right, my brother, before you go home. Stop waiting around for that last call. We talked on Let's Talk Jesus tonight. Are you ready for the second coming of Jesus? I don't know how many were transparent with themselves last night, but I know over 60% has said, I got to do better. 30% said, I'm not even there. So what that says to me is that I have to do better to tell you to do better, that you continue to tell somebody else to do better. See, that's accountability. But there's a principle of the reward, because it's not your reward. It is the reward of Christ. Kingdom building. See, faithful stewards do the master's will with the master's resources. Oh, no, stop looking in your own bank account. You can expect to be rewarded for your diligent service. Oh, no, no, no. The world always says incomplete. But in the spirit, you know it's complete. See, you can fully move in God when you know that the master has proclaimed good and faithful servant. Oh, I want to be a servant today. I want to be a good steward today. I want to let God's word really manifest in my life. Watch Matthew 25 and 24. It says, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. See, as this 21st century Christian, we need to get back to the basics, as Pastor Dwayne always shares. Get back to the basics. Embrace the larger biblical view of stewardship. See, it goes beyond church walls. It goes beyond Bible studies. It goes beyond broadcasts. It goes beyond your personal, watch this, personal relationships with people. It goes to a relationship with God. Everything we do with God, or I don't do it at all. See, a faithful steward has given God complete control. A faithful steward says, I move in the opportunities of you. A good and faithful steward, oh my God, serves the common good for the furtherment of the kingdom, not yourself. Remember in the beginning, you have this nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with me. We need to look at Colossians 1 and 25. It says, of this church, I was made a minister according to the stewardship from God bestowed on me for your behalf. See, I don't do what I do for me. I do for your behalf so that I might be fully carry out the preaching of the word of God. I'm so grateful for this message tonight because I had to be going through something. I had to be dealing with something that was, watch this, that was trying to deflate or was trying to contradict what the Word of God says. I love to preach the Word of God to myself because I get the answers. And I know that there's no compromise when it comes to God. I hope somebody's on this line tonight that needs to hear this. And I know as one person, I'm a record it and send it to them because we all need to hear this stewardship message. I am fully carrying out the preaching of the Word of God. Don't like me, I'm a carry out the preaching of the Word of God. Don't call me, I'm going to carry out the preaching of the God. Don't book me, I'm going to carry out the preaching of the God. Don't sow in me, I'm going to carry out the preaching of the God. Don't even like me, I am going to carry out the preaching of the Word of God. Watch Galatians 2 and 7. Stewardship is truth to be remembered in relation to life. It's precious. Oh my God. 1 Corinthians 6 and 20. For you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. Don't wait until you get to redemption or get to God, the second coming. Redeem yourself now, my brother. Live a life of stewardship now, my sister. Do the things that God has called you to do and don't worry about what man has to say because everything I do is to glorify God in my body. Ephesians 6 and 7, with good will render service as to the Lord and not to men. See, stewardship, that's the truth to be remembered. Treasures to be kept. 1 Timothy 6 and 20, oh, Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to you. Go on and put your name in there. Oh, Edward, guard what has been entrusted to you, avoiding worldly and empty chatter and the opposing arguments of what is falsely called knowledge. 2 Timothy 1 and 14, guard through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us the treasure which has been entrusted to you. See, that's a truth to be remembered, a faithfulness to be required. Watch this, 1 Corinthians 4 and 2. In this case, moreover, it is required of stewards that one be found trustworthy. Yes, trustworthy. See, that's that truth to be remembered, that diversity of your gift. Matthew 25 and 14 and 15. It says, for it is just like a man about to go about a journey who called his own slaves and entrusted his possession to them. To one he gave five, to another two, and another one, each according to his own ability. And he went on his journey. See, stewardship, that's that truth to be remembered. Ministering as a steward, 1 Peter 4 and 10. As each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold, the grace of God. Oh, I can't say nothing more other than your Lord, change me, use me, mold me. Create in me a clean heart of stewardship. Lord, show me over and over to get out the way. Somebody need to talk to themselves today and say, I'm getting out the way. I don't need your help anymore, Lord. I am projecting every day that I get out the way so you can have your right of ownership. Now I can be responsible. Oh, hallelujah. Now I can be accountable. Now I can receive the reward. And now I know that there are truths for me to walk by. Stop listening to folks, y'all. No, you can say, well, I'm listening to you. You're not listening to me right now. This is not me because I'd be telling you how to do something for me. I'll be trying to get you over here to help me do something that I know I need to do if you were listening to me. But I'm trying to tell you to listen to God. He has called you, my brother. You are the head and not the tail. You are called according to his purpose. There is no weapon formed against you that will prosper. Greater is he that is in you than the evil that is in the world. But have you made the decision to serve God with your all? There's no other way. There's no other excuse. There's no other alternative but to give God your all. You say, I'm struggling. I'm going through something. I don't know how to get out of it. Serve God with your all. There's a devastating situation that happened in your life, and you still sitting up there murmuring and complaining when all you have to do is give it all to God. There is something going on that it is really about to burst and blow you up in your ministry and in your personal life, but you still want to do you. Give it all to God. You, somebody out there is waiting on something to drop. And the only reason it hasn't dropped is because you are still waiting on yours instead of waiting on his all. You're still trying to manage your situation instead of managing his situation. You're thinking about your outcome, oh my God, instead of thinking of your own outcome. See, stewardship, hallelujah, means I get completely out the way. Somebody needs to keep preaching this daily to themselves. And say, I'm getting out the way. Oh, I do it every day. I'm not preaching to you. I'm preaching to myself, but I'm sharing what has worked for me. I'm constantly telling myself to get out the way. I'm constantly telling myself, don't answer that phone right now. I'm constantly telling myself, this ain't the season. I'm constantly telling, because see, when I get into it, something crazy is going to happen. Peace. Be still. Stewardship. Not my will, but your stewardship. Less of me and more of stewardship. The principles of God, stewardship. See, when we get accountable to this level of stewardship, I'm not worried no more what's coming against me. All I got to do is be worried about what's coming against him and do everything I can to block it. I won't be used for discretion against God, and I repent for everybody who has. I will not be caught with my hands in the jar under anything. I will do everything according to his will, because no longer I who live, my God, but he who lives in me. Stewardship. Yes. That's my push tonight for me, and I share this for it being a push for you to go to another level of stewardship. Give you a lot of scriptures. Study on your own. Seek his face on your own. Get your life together on your own. Oh, yeah, we're here to help you. Yes, we are. We are here to support you. We are not leaving you like that. But I'm saying, when you make a mindset that is what you do for Christ that lasts, not what Pastor E is doing and you trying to do it too, or what you're doing for this apostle or this evangelist or this deacon or this mother or this father, but what will you do for God that will last? I sing a good song. No, what in your life are you doing that will last? Because God will say, you know what? He even though it was rough on him, he came through. And he understood. Don't worry about the mountains and the roads that you had to travel. Think about me and how everything you did was for my purpose and for my will to be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Everybody's looking for some magical, mysterious thing to pop out the air. Don't you know you can be Jesus right now, walk like him, talk like him, love like him, heal like him? Right now. You ain't got to wait for it to happen. Be it now. Make the decision to be a steward of Jesus Christ. Your life will never, ever be the same. Heavenly Father God, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for manning up, Lord. We thank you for the Now Network. We thank you for all our covenant partners. And we thank you for P2P Ministries, Lord. And we thank you for the covering of the Holy Spirit that leads and guides us. Lord, we thank you for Faith Works Ministries that we've connected with. We thank you for Mark Allen Felton. Want to pray a special prayer of a spirit of protection to surrounding about each and every one of those names that I called out. But I want to open up the portion room right now for each and every person on this line to give. The portion room is a place that we've dedicated to God, that as we sow our excess and the things that God has just given us, and say, you know what, I know I need, but I can make it till tomorrow. I give it freely. I sow right now to the portion room for those that are really in need of a relationship with God. We ask you to do the same thing. So that as you sow in the good ground, it will be returned a great harvest. Oh, no, we ain't asking for no money. Not in this section. This is a spiritual seed to give to God, not to people. God gonna do what he do. But we just giving freely to him to say, look at the sacrifices of my people. So Heavenly Father, God, bless those in need. Heal those minds that are confused, Lord. Deliver those bodies that are in sin. And Lord, redeem the lost that have ran from you and said that they don't belong here anymore. Bring them home that we can share your love with them. We thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. And we lift you up in your son, Jesus' name we pray. And all in agreement said, amen. Hey, family, God bless you guys. We want to open up the lines for any of my brothers. Man up. Got a comment, got a question. My sisters, women up here on Man Up. Let's speak out. Let's shout out. Let's talk to one another. Let's be on one accord. But guess what? Let's do better. Apostle, good evening, man of God. How are you? Area code 470, last 40433.
Blessing to you, brother. This ain't Apostle. This is Prophet Woods out of Atlanta, Georgia. God bless
you. I knew it was one of my brothers, Prophet or Apostle, but be fivefold today.
Hey, well, I tell you what, let me just be Dwayne. Can I just be that?
Amen. See, man up. There we go.
Amen. Hey, but I love today, good stewardship. You know, and it's just like being a good steward over your money, being a good steward over your family. Be a good steward over your life. Be a good steward over your brothers and sisters that you see every day. Be a good steward over the church. Be a good steward over your community. You know, be a good steward on your job that somebody may see Jesus. So it's not just about money. It's about the whole dynamics of stewardship. And when we come into the realization of who we are and who we are called to, then we can be good stewards to that. But we never recognize it, never recognize what God is doing in us, through us, for us, then guess what? We won't be no good to any community. We won't be no good to any job. We won't be no good to any financial endeavors because of what? The stewardship has got some cracks in it. Man, I appreciate it. What you're talking about, I appreciate what you're doing. Man, I appreciate your tenacity, man, because through it all, who don't show up, you always show up. You're always here. You know, sick times, despite even knowing about going through times, you know, you're still here. So, man, we appreciate you being a good steward for what God's given you.
Amen.
Network, you know. See, that's the one who was stupid. He don't stop because other folks stop. He keep going. He don't give in when other folks give in. He keep going because he recognized stewardship on his life. And guess what, people got? When you got stewardship on your life, it gives you the ability. Ooh, good God, man, that's good.
Ooh, come on now.
The steward produces into somebody else life application. God, thank you, Jesus. You know, so what Pastor E producing is necessity to continue to keep working through the absence of someone else. Somebody just missed that one, Pastor E. Amen. Thank God for your tenacity, brother.
Man, I bless you, man. I bless you. I'm feeling that relaunch. I'm feeling that relaunch. I know God is about to position you. We cannot wait.
Another reason why I was talking to you the other day, and I forgot to get back to you. I'm good on Tuesday. Don't talk to me. Amen.
Okay, amen. 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 I'm going to hit you up. We can chat offline to get that back in motion.
That works. But people, God, be good stewards. You know, God, the Bible's talking about God is giving you the power. power to obtain wealth. He's giving you all the power of stewardship. Don't, you can't stay in the season that the devil just has took my money away. No, you was a good steward of your money. You can't stay in the season. Because God has given you what does a good chess player does? He studies the board. Studies. He knows how to make different moves when he sees opposition coming against him. Some of y'all have made the same move time and time and time again. And guess what? The devil already knows your pattern. It's kind of switch up.
I already know your moves.
He knows those dilemmas that you like. He knows that Louboutin bag that you like. A man knows that field black suit you like. The tummy face too. He knows all these things that you like. And even when you say, I'm not going to spin, something inside of you puts a picture in front of you saying, man, you look good in that. Or, girl, you don't know you can spin in that. But God has put you on a budget. See, that's a lot of things. Christian people don't want to be told nothing about money. They don't want to be put on a budget.
My God, man, I bless you, bro.
We got to be a good steward. I'm going back on you. I love you.
Love you, man. Love you. I'm going to call you after this. Area code 414, last four, 2653. Welcome to Man Up the Movement with Pastor E. Area code 414. Well, good afternoon. Good evening.
How are you? This is Pastor Valois out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
How are you, Pastor B?
I'm wonderful. How are you? Just real quick, don't want to take up too much time. Love that you're talking about stewardship. That's one of my topics that I teach in my class about stewardship. And the one thing is that most people don't want to sacrifice when it comes to stewardship. And I'm not just talking, like you said, not just talking about money. I'm talking about prioritizing your time, being able to, the word of God says, to write the vision and make it plain. Most people think that that's just talking about the leaders of the church. It's talking about each and every person, your whole household. Each and every household needs to have a vision, and it needs to be written down. It needs to be before you at all times. What is the vision for your finances? What is the vision for your health? What is the vision for your children? What is the vision for, and nobody wants to stick to the plan. Everybody wants to go willy-nilly, you know, how they feel. Well, today I feel like spending. Today I feel like doing this, or today I feel like doing that. But if the vision that you wrote down and you have before you does not allow you to be able to do that, then you need to be able to tell yourself no. Being
no.
a good steward also means that the word no has to always be in your vocabulary. You have to tell yourself no. You have to tell your children no. You have to tell your spouse no. Because then if you tell them no, you're telling them no with a purpose, because there is a vision that has been set. Remember, we're trying to save to be able to buy a house. We're trying to be able to, you know, save, or we're trying to be able to manage our time better. You want to go hang with your friends, but this is supposed to be family time. So I have to tell you no, because the vision for our house is every Tuesday or Thursday or whatever is family time. So you know nothing else comes before that. You have to be able to write those things down, and most people want to have it in their mind or have it in the back of their mind but not write it down. You know, so many times you hear about vision boards. Vision boards really do help y'all. It really helps you, because then also, too, if I put it on there, like I have vision boards, if I put it on there that I'm seeking to, you know, to be able to complete a task, then I can see God working in what it is that I have accomplished. Then it gives you more encouragement, rather, to be able to complete the next task when you see God, you know, do that for you. If you want to pay off a bill and you write out the vision on how you're going to do it, when I say, Pastor E, I have written down so many things that I want to make sure happens in my life, and God supersedes that. Because he like, you did
That's
the work.
Right.
You wrote the vision. You made it plain. You're being a good steward over, because you know you got to pay off these credit cards. But you know what I'm saying? Your sister called you and want to go out to eat, but you told yourself no. You know what, Valois? I'm going to go ahead and bless you and give you double.
Yes,
for you to be able to pay that off faster,
you know,
than you thought that you wanted to.
You touched on something there, because I'm telling you, every time you sacrifice, it always over exceeds what you expected.
When I tell you, Pastor E, for a year and a half, I was working the late shift. And when I finally put it on my vision board that I no longer wanted to work the late shift because it was taking me away from ministry, I promise you on everything, within a month, they were already asking me, do you want to work 8 to 4:30? I got off the 7 o'clock shift. I said, look at God, Pastor E, I'm not done. Today they came to me and said, how about we bump you up to 7 to 3? Look at God. I put it on there, but I was a good steward over. I didn't complain. Yes, just sometimes you complain about. But I said, you know what, Valores, we're gonna finna turn this around. God gave you the job. Be happy about it. Go in there, give your best, do your all, because God gave it to you, and He wants you to manage that well. Being a steward means a manager. Okay, and we know there's good managers and bad managers. He wants you to manage everything that you gave him, from your house to your job to your finances to your kids to your marriage. It means be a good manager over what God has given you. So I don't want to take up too much time, but being a good steward means you have to write the vision and make it plain. Don't allow just to go again, just off the top of your head about anything. What do you want to accomplish? Now, be a good manager over that and watch God work it out for you even beyond what you. He said He does exceedingly abundantly above all.
But
you just gotta do the basics. You just gotta do the basics. He'll do the abundant. That's how He works.
Amen. I got something for you.
All right.
I'm gonna call you after. I got two phone calls to make after this broadcast, but something is on my heart for a couple of weeks, but today it's been released to share. So I'm gonna call you and see what the Lord says to you, Pastor V. God bless you so much for joining this broadcast tonight. We got a couple more minutes. Anybody else? That one person out there tonight that you've been listening, you don't even know how you got on this broadcast. You may be online watching or listening. You can dial 319-527-6173. We want to invite you into this family. No, it doesn't matter what you've done, what you've been through. God has open arms, and we have bigger open arms. We would love to share with you the salvation of Jesus Christ right now by just confessing your sins and asking for forgiveness, and God will do it, and accepting Him as your personal Lord and Savior and believing in Him. Then you can now have the same access that I have. Dial one right now. Anyone else? Closing shout outs, prayer requests, anything else, dial one right now. We would love to take your calls, but we are thankful that you are here tonight. We see the numbers are growing back up. We're getting some consistency in there, and we're believing that God is ready to go to the next level. We're in quarter two of our seasonal crossover. We're going to challenge everyone. This is quarter two. Start great and finish greater as we get ready for quarter three. Before you know it, it'll be here. We always want to hold everybody accountable to that. We thank you. I want you to know this, that you are loved. My brothers and my sisters, don't think this is like a man thing that you can't receive this. Know that you are loved. Know that you are honored. Know that you are appreciated. I really do love you, honor you, appreciate you. But most of all, I accept and acknowledge that you were beautifully made by God, just as you are. He accepts you. We accept you. He loves you. We love you. And we want to continue to grow together, that God continues to be magnified, lifted up, and glorified in each and every one of us. I want to play this song in closing, that we've been redeemed. And it's not just about me, it's about you. And what God has done for you is not just about you, it's about somebody else.
Hallelujah. I am a Christian.
Oh, gee.
Do you know what that means? That means I am not perfect. No, but but I have been.
Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.